Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Norma writes, how do you stop receiving an automated text message? When I got my new phone, I started receiving messages from a store telling me about their specials. I've tried visiting the website and unsubscribing, but that didn't work.
Oh man, I hate junk mail. I hate spam, and I hate unsolicited text messages.
Yeah, me too. There's nothing worse than hearing my phone chirp because I have a new text message, and then I realize, wait, it's not a friend of mine. It's some company trying to sell me something.
Yeah. All right, Tom, so I'll admit, I've never looked into this. When I get a spam text message, I just block them on my iPhone. But what should you do? How do you unsubscribe from a text message subscription that you're getting from a company?
Well, if you sign up to receive the text messages in the first place, and it's from a reputable company, there should be a way to unsubscribe. Scroll back through the text message log for that number, and you'll probably find a message they sent you telling you to text the word quit, end, unsubscribe, or stop to, you know, stop receiving the text messages.
Oh, that's right. I remember when I signed up to receive text messages from Twitter. They told me to reply with the word off to stop receiving notifications.
Exactly. Different companies use different keywords, but most of the time, if you text the word help, they will tell you what other keywords work on their system.
Okay. So if it's a reputable company, try replying with the word help to find out what word to use to stop receiving the text messages. But what should Norma do if it's a not-so-reputable company?
If it's genuine spam, unsolicited garbage that you didn't ask for and you don't want, then do not respond.
Exactly, because the only thing it accomplishes is making sure that the spammers know your phone number is a good one. The only thing you want to do with that trash is block it. Now, to block spam text messages on an iPhone, just open the offending text messages, tap Details, and tap the iInfo button in the top right. Then finally tap Block This Caller. Now you're done. You'll never see another text from that number.
If you're using an Android phone, blocking the text messages is pretty easy too. If you're using the stock messaging app on Android, just open Messaging and find the offending text message, then press down on it for a moment. A pop-up will appear giving you the option to delete it or block it as spam. Pick spam and you're good to go.
All right, Tom, but what if Norma is using, and I dread even saying this, a regular cell phone?
Well, in that case, Norma, you're going to have to check with your carrier. Each carrier actually has its own method of blocking text messages, but honestly, it's way too involved to explain each method on the radio. So we'll include a breakdown of how to block text messages on iPhone and Android and how to do it on each carrier on our website, along with this week's episode at deemable.com.
And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter so you never miss an episode.
Oh, good idea.
Or you can sign up for the podcast and get it delivered fresh to your podcast app every week. Just search iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts for Ask Deemable Tech.
Hey, if you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.